The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will spend much of his last day in office in Armagh. No better place. He and the rest of the Cabinet will be there for the first face-to-face meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council in 4 years. The Council was part of the arrangements established under the Good Friday Agreement. Also there will be his presumed successor, Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, who is expected to be voted in as Taoiseach by the Dáil tomorrow. Let's join our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, now. Vincent, will this be a day when ministers north of the border try to get the measure of Simon Harris, who is perhaps an unknown quantity to most of them?
I think undoubtedly it will be. I think it's a day, first of all, that the ministers in Northern Ireland and Stormont will be keen to mark the significance of the event, the fact that it is the first such meeting since July 2021. Of course, the first time such a meeting would have been hosted by a nationalist First Minister at Stormont with Michelle O'Neill in the chair. So they'll be keen to stress the significance of that itself, particularly, I think, Sinn Féin. But certainly for unionists, they will very much want to judge the kind of character Simon Harris might be. Now, I think Simon Harris will take a back seat today, we're led to believe, because this is Leo Varadkar's last day in the big job, so he'll be bowing out. But certainly, particularly unionists will want to see what kind of a person Simon Harris might be. And they noted over the weekend when he said that, well, instinctively he wants United Ireland, that will not be a priority. Now, that's a very different approach to Leo Varadkar, who said several times he wanted United Ireland, he believed there would be one within his lifetime. So I think Simon Harris's advisors around him at the earliest possible stage have sent a message to unionists to perhaps make him appear less green than Leo Varadkar was viewed, and even Simon Coveney, because of course this is Simon Coveney's last ministerial ordained today as well. He for many years was Minister for Foreign Affairs, was very heavily involved in North-South relations and politics and efforts to restore power sharing the last time it collapsed. But unionists viewed both Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney as being a little too green for their liking, so I think they in particular will listen very carefully to whatever Simon Harris might say today in the meeting and perhaps in the margins of the meeting.
So all the unionists will be there, Vincent. The boycott is over.
It is indeed. The boycott is over. The DUP pulled out of the North-South Ministerial Council before it pulled out of Stormont as part of its protest against the post-Brexit trade arrangements. And Emma Little-Pengelly, the Deputy First Minister, I think she also, Audrey, today will be very keen to send the message that politics is as normal as possible, that they will stress the need to ensure the stability and sustainability of the institutions of Stormont. Because, of course, there's a question mark over that because of the shock resignation of Geoffrey Donaldson, his arrest, his charging with historical sexual offences. No one saw that coming. Just like, for very different reasons, no one saw Leo Varadkar's resignation coming. So here we are. No one would have thought this 3 or 4 weeks ago. Two main party leaders gone. Geoffrey Donaldson, the nature of his resignation was a real bombshell. Came out of the blue. It's caused a lot of shock here. It's caused a lot of concern about the nature of the institutions here and the future of the institutions, because perhaps some of Geoffrey Donaldson's rivals within the DUP who were opposed to power sharing, there's a sense they might now try to make a move against that agreement to go back into Stormont. No imminent threat to it yet, but I think Emma Little-Pengelly will be keen to stress the meeting if she can that, as far as she's concerned, it's full steam ahead and that the focus has to be on keeping the institutions functioning.
Well, it's the North-South Ministerial Council. North-South trade, North-South economy, they've never been stronger. Irish government funding of infrastructure in the north has increased significantly in the past year or so. How does all that sit with unionists?
Unionists have been a bit concerned about the level of funding. Just recently, a few weeks back, when the Irish government announced a €600 million funding for the A5 road that runs from Donegal through counties Derry and Tyrone into Monaghan. Now, you'd imagine that anywhere else, a political party would welcome someone giving them €600 million. But at that stage, Geoffrey Donaldson, when he's party leader, said, well, actually, it should be the British government giving us this money. So the view was that they weren't exactly welcoming, they weren't exactly gracious. They were a little bit concerned at the amount of money the Irish government was putting in, because for years, unionists, of course, have played down the role of the Irish government. Even the North-South Ministerial Council, unionists try to portray this simply as a talking shop. They will tell their grassroots, their own base, that the Irish government doesn't really have a big say in what's happening in Northern Ireland. And when the Irish government's announcing hundreds of millions of euro funding, it's very hard to sell that message.
Vincent, thank you very much. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.